I think our mayor put it really well last week when this was being discussed at a city council meeting, that if you don't realize that there is a significant amount of bear activity and trash involvement in Glenwood nowadays, you're trying not to know, because it's been on the radio, in the newspaper. We do door hangers, flyers. I don't know what more we can do to make people aware of it. So we're going to try and add a little bit of a little fine structure at the front end that's going to be, I think, a little more likely to get people's attention right out of the gate. And they'll get a small ticket the first time and a big one the second time. And we think that's going to cut down on the repeat violations.
Tell me a little bit more. So you guys are adding language, proposed changes to the ordinance, and then city council will decide?
That's the process. We've proposed kind of a front-end first occurrence minimal fine, something in the $50 range. If council approves it, we'll be able to issue a citation to either the property owner or the property resident on the first occurrence. Part of the problem with this issue is that we deal with a lot of rental or multifamily units where the person there may not have the control over the trash receptacles. It could be a dumpster or multi-unit type of a dumping area. And so sometimes you have to get to either the property management company and or the actual owner of the property. We think that the changes we've proposed will allow us to get to them with a little bit bigger stick, a little quicker.
And the second ticket could be several hundred dollars?
Well, we're proposing somewhere in the $300 to $500 range. And we basically put that on the approximate costs of your standard animal-resistant, wildlife-resistant trash containers. They're usually in that ballpark. Hopefully that would be enough that they'd say they'd rather go ahead and invest in the trash receptacle as opposed to making a contribution to the city funds.
And could the option be that instead of the fine going towards the city, that money could go towards purchasing a receptacle, or at that point they're past the point of no return?
I think that that's definitely an option. Both the courts and the council in the formatting of the ordinance can definitely consider. So we'd rather just see them do that sooner.
And then the third offense?
We've proposed that it'll be a summons into court, and summons into court carries both the potential of jail and up to a $1,000 fine. I don't foresee anyone in my recollection ever facing a jail term on anything like this, but I think a $1,000 fine would definitely make bear receptacles look really cheap.
Well, Chief Wilson, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.